Though debate has swelled in recent years over unpaid internships for college students, a lot of opportunities for students looking to get some experience on Capitol Hill still fall squarely in that category. And that, according to our next guests, limit who can take advantage of them. That's why 2 years ago, Audrey Henson launched a program called College to Congress, which covers all costs associated with interning in Washington, D.C. for a diverse group of students from low-income backgrounds. This summer, ASU student David Byer is one of the 18 who were chosen for the program. He's spending his summer working in the Office of Oversight and Government Reform, and I got a hold of him and Henson from Washington, D.C. recently to talk more about it.
The whole idea of College to Congress really just came from my own story. I was born in a tiny town in Texas. I had a single mom growing up and two younger brothers, and despite how hardworking our family was, we never seemed to escape the cycle of poverty. And, you know, I was a scholarship student, and I always had to, you know, work for whatever I wanted in life. And so, you know, when I came to Washington, D.C., and I wanted to intern in Capitol Hill, I quickly realized that this system wasn't designed for someone like me to break in. And when I say that, I mean that, one, the internship isn't even paid. So you have to be the kind of young person that has the financial support of your parents or, you know, a network to back you up. And I didn't have that at the time. And then two, you really do have to have connections. And you have to know where these jobs are and who to go to, because most of them aren't even posted. And so when people joke about, you know, the old boys club, I mean, I think part of that is still true to this day. And so I just didn't have those two things. And I created College to Congress to really address those two problems, the access and the means. So making sure students like David and people in our program have the financial means to afford an unpaid internship and the political access to pursue a career in public service.
Yeah. So how does it work? How did you set this up?
The first thing we do is we work to get them an internship on Capitol Hill. We currently are working with 10%. Of Congress. We're constantly growing that. It's really exciting to get to work with members on both sides of the aisle. Then we address the means. So we cover all their costs. So we pay to fly our students to and from Washington, D.C. We pay for their housing. We provide funds to buy an entire professional wardrobe, take care of their meals while they're here, and any other expenses that might come up. And then lastly, we have this really special part of our program called Bipartisan Allies. And the idea of this is to really break down the partisan divide that's crippling our country from moving forward and being able to talk about issues anymore. And so what we do is we would pair a student like David, who, you know, identifies with a particular party. We'd pair him with a Hill staffer who's a part of the opposite party. Then we help facilitate policy discussions so that you guys can learn why people have the beliefs they have. Mm-hmm. And not just hearing like, oh, you think like this, but understanding why do you think like this? And where can we find compromise together?
So David, I want to turn to you and hear a little bit about your experience in this. But let's start with a little bit about your background and how you came to hear about this program.
Sure. So I'm from a very small town in Michigan originally. I come from a low income, hardworking family. When I was 16, I came out as gay to my family, and they didn't take that well. They actually don't speak to me. And because of that challenge in my life, that also closed other doors, primarily, how am I going to go to college? So what I did was I ended up moving around the country a lot and just throwing myself into work and really needed to create opportunities for myself. Long story short, I ended up living in Salt Lake City, Utah, for the past 3 years, and I've been working at Starbucks. And Starbucks has a unique partnership with Arizona State University,
yes,
right there in Phoenix, where they provide 100% tuition reimbursement if you do their online program. And so that was a way for me to be able to start my college education. But going from no college at all to suddenly it being paid for really awoke in me a need to make an impact and to break down barriers So no one has to go through what I went through.
So you're there now. You're interning this summer in the Office of Oversight and Government Reform. I want to know a little bit about not necessarily the what you're doing, but the experience of this. Do you feel like you're able to kind of break into a world that you would not have had access to otherwise?
I love my internship on the Hill. I get to interact with members of Congress that I would have never had the opportunity to do before. I realize that I'm surrounded by opportunities. Everyone here, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, is kind and helpful.
And you know what, Lauren? I think you're like hitting a nail on the head here. This idea that DC is not what people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why College of Congress focuses on the socioeconomic level of diversity.
Yeah.
Is because by bringing everyday regular Americans who have their own life experiences, who have solutions that they've thought of, they just haven't had a platform yet, mm-hmm. by bringing them here, by exposing them to, oh, wow, Republicans and Democrats don't hate each other. They're actually all best friends and they want to work together. And then by inserting your solutions and your unique experiences, I think that's what's going to lead to policy changes for decades to come.
Yeah. So it sounds like you think that a lot of this divisiveness and polarization that we're seeing right now starts at this really elementary level, which is that, like, if you don't get a diverse group of people into those roles at the very beginning, then how are you going to create any change?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Corporations caught on to this 10 years ago.
Right.
I mean, we've seen corporations, more diverse teams yield better results.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more effective. They're more efficient. We want a Congress that's effective and efficient, that serves the people that they're there to serve.
All right. David Beyer and Audrey Henson, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this
today. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
David Beyer is a summer 2018 intern with the Office of Oversight and Government Reform through the program College to Congress, which was founded by Audrey Henson.